This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Jay Horowitz with the latest edition of Amazing Mets and Love Like Podcast. And my special guest this week is my old friend Jose Reyes. Jose, June 10th, 2003. Texas, your MLB debut. What do you remember about that day?
First of all, Jay, thank you for having me.
My pleasure, show. Jose.
What I remember, just get out of the locker room to batting practice. And when I saw the huge stadium with so many seats, I said, oh, man, I'm in the big league. And the first impression that I have was seeing Alex Rodriguez taking ground ball on shortstop. So because I was hearing about Alex Rodriguez for a long time. You know, he was, in that moment, he was one of the best players in the big league. So, just to get so close to him, you know, that was great.
You know, when you came up, and we'll honestly, the Mets were a terrible team. We weren't a good team. How much pressure, you was a young phenom, you were a day before your 20th birthday. Do you remember how much pressure you felt coming in, or did you try to put it out of your mind?
I don't want to say pressure, you know, but coming from the minor league, I think I was by that time number one prospect on the organization. So, you know, it's a little bit pressure there. But, you know, when I come up, I just say, yes, play your game. Because they told me, we're going to call you up, but you're only going to be there for 10 days. Because Ray Sanchez was hurt. And then in 10 days, he's going to be ready. He's going to be back. And I said, you know, I never put in my mind that I'm going to be in the big league for 10 days. So I'm going to go there. I'm going to try to do my job the best that I can and happen whatever happened after that. And you know, the soon that I get to the big league, I never went back to the minor.
Yeah, so. And a great career, over 2,000 hits.
Thank you.
500 stolen bases, over 700 RBIs, four All-Star teams, led the league in MLB in triples four times, stolen bases three times. But I tell you what, you know what the one thing that I really admire about you the most? You taught yourself English. You never, you know, you didn't use an interpreter. I could be wrong, right?
I think the first, maybe three or four interviews, Juan Lopez, Junke, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I remember him. One, yeah, very well.
I think I do two interviews with him, but after that, you know, I just tried to be me. So, and you always told me, you have to do it, and, you know.
It was great. I mean, did you use it to records, I remember, or did you do something with did you have records? I mean, you took lessons, but, you know, you didn't take the easy way. It could have been easier to take an interpreter, but you wanted to go through it, and, you know, you did it the right way.
I know in the minor league and spring training, you got a teacher in spring training. So, but, you know, I was the guy who never was afraid to speak with some other guys, you know, so that's gonna help you a lot. So I never was afraid, and I said, you know, when I get to the big league, I wanna do my whole interview. I don't care how bad it sounds, but you know, the most that I do it myself, the better that I'm gonna get.
Did you go home and listen to yourself at all, or you just didn't?
I still go to YouTube, Jay, and see some old interview or myself. You know, I'm laughing a little bit, you know, but like I said, people understand what I'm trying to say.
But you did great. All the things you accomplished in your career, I just remember did it that way. Oh, the people want to know, since you left the game, your music, you have a studio in your own home, you have your own record label. How did you first get into that?
I've been to music since I was in high school. You know, I would like music, so I freestyling when I was like maybe 12, 13 years old in high school. And I think my favorite video I put out 2011, even during the season. So I do that. But music is my hobby besides baseball. You know, it's a lot of people who do some different stuff like fishing, golfing. I don't do nothing of that. So I do music. I got my own studio in my house. So I like to do music, Jay. So I've been doing it for a long time. So
how would you describe it? Reggae? I mean, how would you describe your?
I don't know, because I do everything. So far I do dembow, reggae, hip hop, rap. So I get in the studio and we just let the flow go.
Didn't you did something at a couple of Pedro Martinez's clubs or something like that? Did you do? He had a charity event. Did you go down here to Dominican?
Yeah. I sing the Pedro and WLTs too. So I perform on the charity stuff that they do.
Where does it go from here? I mean, what do you, I mean, goals or, I mean, I know COVID probably hurt a little bit for clubs. Where do your music career go from here now?
Still do what I do, Jay, you know. The last month, I put out 3 singles. So I'm going to continue to do that and happen whatever happens. Like I said, I don't look for nothing for my music. You know, I just feel happy when I do it. Like I said, I got my own studio in my house, so I don't have to bother no one. And, you know, a lot of people say, he can read on baseball, get short because of the music. No, because I've been doing music for a long time. So, you know, when I decide to retire, I played for 16 years in the big league. So in 20-year professional career, so that was a long time for me. And then I got a young daughter to born. She's 2 now. So, you know, I had to spend time in my house, because with the other one, I was playing, flying around and stuff. You know, now I'm 24/7 in my house, so I spend time with my family.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Are you planning on playing any clubs recently, or that not set up yet?
I do that, you know, I do that in 2019 before the COVID hit.
Right.
I even went to Miami, we went to Boston, we went to Pennsylvania, here in New York, New Jersey. So we do like around 20.
You know, stuff. So jump back to baseball. No matter what happens with the Mets right now, it's the 60th year of Mets baseball. You're the only Met player to win a batting title. 337.
Wow.
2011. Got to be a nice legacy, you know, that nobody else, with all the great players the Mets have had here, you're the only one to have won the batting title.
That was awesome, you know. I know some people wasn't happy about the way it came out, because people don't know. Before the last game of the season, me and Terry Collin, we talk about that I'm going to take one at bat, no matter what happens, if I get a base hit or not. So, and that's what I did. You know, I let it bone down. So, it was perfect.
337, pretty good.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm very happy about that.
What did you get more enjoyment out of, the triples or the stolen bases?
It's hard, Jay, both, bro. Both. But I think the triple a little bit more because, you know, if I hit a triple less than 2 out, that means I'm going to be like 90 feet away from score run. And, you know, that's a pretty good chance for the team behind me. So I always try to put myself in score position.
I mean, hit 140 home runs. One home run I remember in 16 against the Phillies, I think in the 9th inning. We were down and won an extra. Do you remember that home run against the Phillies?
I remember. I never forget that. So that's very exciting because we always try to push it to get to the playoff, to win the wild card. And that was huge to tie the game there in Cabrera. Coming being the 9, I think hit a walk-off homer. So I'm going to never forget that.
What are you and David played together for a long time? What did it mean to be, you know, to be there? The staple was the left side of the Mets infield for a long time. What did it mean to, you know, used to kid each other a lot. I know we were back and forth. And, what did it mean to have him play alongside you?
David was like my brother. He still is, you know. So, but when we was playing, we just try to have fun, enjoy the game the most that we can, and help out each other, you know. So me and David, we developed like real good relationship. So, and like I said, you know, all the best for him. I know he spent a lot of time with his family now, and like I said, I like the.
You have, I think you have 6 kids between you now.
Oh.
He's got 3.
I got 5, yeah.
Do you have 5? Okay, well, yeah. You got. So that's eight. You filled your own team now.
Yeah, I know, Bob. I have all girls.
Good.
So I got a volleyball team in my house.
Yeah, we got a
volleyball team, yeah.
One season, you know, I always felt the 2006 season was probably the most underappreciated season. We went over 90 games, go through the playoffs, and unfortunately, in Game 7, we lose to the Cardinals. I mean, How disappointing was that? I mean, it was great. I never forget the picture of you and David smoking cigars together.
Oh, yeah, I have that picture in my house, so in the basement. I don't want to say, like, we was disappointing because, you know, when you play baseball, it's no matter how good a team that you are. You know, sometimes the other team going to play better than you. And the San Luis Cardinals, they play better than us in that last game, you know. And they went all the way and they win the World Series. So, you know, but, you know, a lot of people think that we have some, like, 3-year span that we're supposed to go to the World Series. I agree with that. So, but like I say, baseball is crazy. You never know what's going to happen, Jay, you know.
Especially go back to Game 7 when Andy Chavez makes the catch go over the wall.
I said, no, but we win.
I said, I was in the press box. I said, there's no way.
We lost this game.
And the bottom of the sixth inning, that inning, we had the bases loaded and one out, if I remember, right? Yeah. We didn't score. And then, Yadier Molina does it in the ninth inning.
You do that again, you get the man.
I remember when we had first and second in the bottom right, did you hit a line drive to the outfield?
I don't know how Gene Emo was playing on that spot, bro. He was playing me perfectly. I mean, unbelievable.
And poor Cliff Floyd, every time I tease him, I always say, Cliff, you should have bunted. You know, he always takes him. You know, what you feel bad about is, you know, with Beltran, you know, he gets criticized for saying.
But people have to give credit to Adam Wainwright.
Right.
I mean, he make an unbelievable pitch.
You know.
Well, he strike out. I mean, Beltran, he don't want to strike out in that situation.
Yeah.
But strike out is part of the game. I mean, it's, you know, people see it happen in the moment that he's supposed to come through. Well, this part of the game.
And you know, he probably, 7 years here, probably the best long contract we've ever had. I mean, a future Hall of Famer in your life. I mean,
Oh, yeah. You know, what he was doing on the field was unbelievable. He was stolen base, hitting homer, playing good defense, run the base good. I mean, I don't see why not.
So August 27th, Old-Timers Day game. I know you told me you wanted to come back and see your young daughter, could see you play again. I mean, you know, from that, I'm going to forget some people. We have Pedro's coming back, Andy Chavez, God, I forget who else. But we have a good representative of that team, you know, coming back. You looking forward to
I can't wait, Jay. I can't wait. So I think that's going to be I'm going to start to get ready beginning of August because, you know, I want to do good in that game. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you. It's funny. Speaking to the guys, nobody wants to be embarrassed.
Exactly.
Nobody, you know. I spoke to Mookie Woolsey the other day. He's taking batting practice.
Yeah, I know when I'll be running to third base and blowing hammy, you know, so I had to get ready.
You know.
I'm working out every day, though, but, you know, I had to hit and take ground ball and stuff. I'll be ready, Jay, believe me.
We have like a 2 or 3-inning game, and it'd be great. I mean, looking back, you had such a great rapport with the Mets fans. Do you think it was the way, the handshakes, the way you played the game, the excitement of the triples? I mean, really, the fans here adored you.
I know. I mean, I appreciate that for them. They showed me a lot of love. And, you know, by that time, it was a lot of people, like, they don't know what I'm trying to do with all the handshakes that I have with everybody. But, you know, if you see now in 2022, everybody doing it.
Yeah.
And people loving it. So, yeah. You know, I appreciate that for the Mets fans. They never give me the back on me, so they always supported me, so I appreciate
it. What do you remember about Professor Reyes and his tips during the game?
One of the best stuff, Jay. So, till the day, you know, people still talking about that, Professor Reyes.
That was our friend Vito. You and Vito have a good rapport
together. That was good, bro. People come to the stadium looking forward to see Professor Reyes on the scoreboard.
Yeah, you know. But, I mean, looking back at career, I mean, you know, it was a great career. I mean, you know, we didn't get to the postseason as much, but all of your accomplishments and, you know, get over 2,000 hits. I don't know the exact number. I think it's over 2,100 hits.
Yeah.
I mean, not many people get that. So, I mean, you're happy what you've accomplished in your...
Very happy, yeah, very happy. I always say, you know, through my career, I had a lot of injury, but I had a lot of injury because of the way that I was playing the game, you know, so I played the game hard all the way. And I say, if God don't give me the speed that I have, I never gonna put on those numbers. So I never complain. I feel very happy about what accomplishment on the field and all the numbers that I put up. You know, I don't went to the World Series. It's okay, but not too many people had a bless.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, but Jose, you wouldn't in the beginning. You used to do a lot of charity stuff for your hometown. Do you still do any? I mean, when you go back, do you do any?
Oh yeah, I still do a lot of stuff there. Yeah,
When you go back to Dominican, do you run concerts with young kids and they realize what you've accomplished? Are you like a kind of a role model to the kids in the Dominican?
Oh yeah, the few that I have there on my town, they've been putting my name on it.
Really, that's yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so, you know, I still give some equipment to the people there, to the young kid, every time I go there. And I give food to people there. I do a lot of stuff there in my hometown, so.
Is there one game, looking back at your career, you know, the six-hit game or the, you know, the triple, is there any one game that sticks out in your mind?
What do you mean, Jay?
I mean, would you remember the game you got the six hits or, you know, I mean, do you... Any one game that you remember the most?
I have a few games, but, you know, I don't have the time to enjoy. I hit three homer. I got three homer in Philadelphia in one game.
Right.
We lost that game.
Right.
I hit for the cycle against Cincinnati, but we lost that game. You know, I don't have time to enjoy those games like the way that I'm supposed to do. So that's something that I always keep in my head because, you know, it's no matter. It's good for you, but you know, but when you think loss, that doesn't mean anything.
Do you have a chance to follow the Mets now? I mean,
I watch the game every day. When I'm here in the States and I'm Dominican, yeah, I watch the game every day. When they're in the West Coast.
It's tough. If my to stay up late, it's I mean,
yeah.
So, you know, look at the team. The team may have good chemistry and good role players.
I love it.
You know, I mean, I think Lindor has found his niche now, don't you think?
So I always worry about Lindor because I know what kind of talent that he has. I know that this year he's going to be better than last year. So.
But don't you think it takes time to accumulate, you know, no offense to Cleveland, but New York is a different animal, don't you think? I mean...
It happened to Evan, free agent, to sign a big contract here. You remember Bertrand? First year, he was getting booed here. Yeah.
And he booed Mike Piazza when he was here.
Yeah. It's happened to all the guys like who signed like big contract in New York because New York is not easy. I mean, the Mets fans, they want you to do good. So, you know.
You never ran from the press. I mean, you always were in front of your locker. I mean, did you model yourself after any player or any one player to, you know?
No, I mean, just was me. I mean, you know, when I made a mistake, if they lose the game, like, because I made a mistake, you know, I want to be in my locker and, you know, people going to ask
you did
me,
it on your own. Nobody.
Oh, yeah, no, nobody teach me that.
Yeah,
no,
you
no,
know.
No. Like, well, you know. Oh, lost the game because of me? I'm here, so let me know what happened. Oh, I'll let you know.
But, you know, but as I always say, you've had a great career and wish you all the best in your music career.
You.
And, I mean, you're not going to be appearing any place soon in nightclubs or no?
No, not now. Yeah. Maybe later on, but not now, Jay.
Well, listen, we have 65 guys coming back on August 27th.
Forward.
First time we've had an Old Timers Day game in 28 years, so it should be nice. And you've been a big part of Mets history, Jose. And thank you for giving us a couple minutes today.
Thank you, Jay. You know I love you, right?
Yeah, I do.
God
I love
you
too,
bro.
Kid.
God bless you.
God bless you too,
right.
Jose.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.